Great defense. They get after the quarterback. They get after it with their front four. A lot of respect to them. We've gone down there a few times the past few years, have not played well. So we got our work cut out for us this week.
What can you take from those experiences of not playing well into this one to say, okay, this is what we have to do to make sure we can play better?
Well, the one thing we can will help us is it won't be a late game. I feel like we've gone down there prime time every game, and you give those Philly people a few hours to get after it, they're gonna have a couple cocktails now. I could speak from experience on that. So playing 1 o'clock will probably be a little still be groggy eyed from Saturday, hopefully. But knowing them, they'll gear up for the Giants coming to town. They'll all get ready to boop you. So it's gonna be a loud environment still. Obviously, we know that. So we got to go out there and be on our game, play our best football.
You guys have one big play, one big shot that you take to the house. Is that something that gets you guys going offensively in the right direction?
It'll definitely be fun, interesting. It'll be something that we'll cheer about. We'll do a little 30-second celebration, then we'll get to the line and kick that field goal. But we don't want to be relied on to be a big play offense that just relies on that big play. We need to be able to go have methodical drives, go down the field. We had a couple shots of that last week, but it has to be more consistently. We can't have those three and outs. Can't do those things that are going to hurt the team and put our defense in a tough spot.
Confidence level in the O-line room right now?
Today, things were good, man. Things were really good. Despite how negative it's been around here, and not just from the media, but like in this place, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling optimistic. I love the guys we got in this room. This has only made us tighter, I think. I think we definitely have grown, and we're going to go out there and we're going to keep fighting. We're going to give it our all, I can tell you that much.
Just Tuesday night, how smoothly do you think you're unplanned transition from guard to tackle?
I don't know. You put the film on. There's a few there I wish I'd get back, but a couple of those little nuances that I've forgotten since I haven't been out there in a long time. But I'm looking forward to getting back out and getting a good practice in tomorrow and getting ready to go.
Are you prepared to stay right tackle if that's how things shake up, like going forward?
I know Bobby's going to come back healthy and be ready to go, so I'm excited about him getting in there and rehabbing. I mean, I love what I've been able to do at guard, but at the same time, I want to win games. So If I'm out there right tackle, I'm going to go out there and do my job. I'm going to go out there and battle. I've always said this. You put on my film, I'm not the most technically sound guy, but I'm going to go out there, I'm going to fight that guy across from me, and that's what this O-line is going to have to go start doing, and I feel good about where we're heading.
Justin, what's the most difficult trait that the Eagles' defensive front brings to the table?
They got one word to describe them. I mean, they're relentless in their pursuit of the ball. They got a lot of guys that are good players. They're great players, elite players, and they also hustle. They also run to the ball every time. So you got to give nothing to them but respect because of how tough they do play. So they've had our number. We got to go out there and we got to play well on the road in a division game down in Philly.
What is it that you think is there that it is that they have your numbers? Is there any common thread that you see when you look at some of the games of them? They bring something that
they've gotten up on us. We've turned the ball over down there early, and you get a go anywhere on the crowd in a raucous environment, and you get down early. It's not a great recipe for success, and I think that's what it's been. So we got to go out there, and we got to play tough. We got to play physical, and we got to take it to them.
Do you look at this as a must-win?
Do I look at it as a must-win? It's a big game. I'm not going to say must-win, but it's a big game for us.
Are you concerned about the number of big hits that Eli's taken? Not just the number of hits, in fact, but the number of big hits he's taken?
Yeah, you never like to see your quarterback get hit or get big hit.
Does it seem like it's more than in previous years?
I don't have a tally on it, so I have no idea. I mean, we're two games in, so we obviously know we got to do a better job, and that's where that starts and ends there.
Is the criticism that the offensive line has received, is that fair?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if the fans want to go out and they want to boo it, I can't fault them. We haven't put anything really good out there on tape so far to prove them otherwise, but I know the group of guys we have, and I know what the direction we're heading, and I know the camaraderie that we're building, and we're going to keep getting better. And I think I speak for the offensive line when I say we're going to go out there and we're going to keep fighting. So stick with us. Don't turn your backs on us just yet. Give us a chance here.
Do you just have to be cleaner in what you're doing out there?
Definitely. I think it's a few plays here and there that are making the difference in these games. And I think if you look at that game, it's Monday night. There's a few plays that if we went the other way, it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. So we gotta go out there and we gotta make those plays. And as offensive line, that's not having those sputters where we go three and out and get them hit.